I'm sort of not put on this planet to lose, really, and I feel a bit gutted, to be honest. But we knew that we had to tease him along, and even if we hadn't been bowled out, we were going to declare soon after that, so it had been a similar type total. That meant that we had some overs to try and bowl them out, but also a little teasing sort of chase for them. And it was a good game of cricket, and we could have fielded a little better. You know, we missed a couple of chances, and obviously the injury to Gareth Andrew was a big blow to us, because he only bowled three or four overs, and in many ways he was the second most senior bowler out there. So it was a, you know, difficult game for us, and although it didn't, it was, you know, it was a good game of cricket for everybody to watch, it was disappointing to lose.
Mm. What's he done, Gareth Andrew?
Don't know yet. He'll have a scan. Somewhere around the calf region. He'll have a scan probably early next week, and I think his chances of playing next week are slim.
You lost wickets at the wrong time, really, this morning. You never really got going, did you?
Yeah, I thought, to be honest, on the wicket, we didn't do too bad, really, in to get where we got to, because you've got to remember, overnight we were 40 for three, but arguably our best three batsmen gone. So it was quite a major mountain to climb for the remainder of our batsmen and our tail enders. So I thought that, you know, there were some good performances in there, and, you know, Pard's got a 20. It would have been nice for him to go on, but Chris Russell hung around for 20-odd. I thought that was a really good effort. And then, of course, Alexei Cavese warranted his bringing back into the side with his second half century of the game, and I thought he played really well, and Gareth got a quick 20 at the end. But, you know, to me, that was round about the total we were going to declare on anyway. And, you know, did we lose our way? I don't think we did, really. I thought it was a good effort to get there. I thought, you know, because there's quite a bit in the wicket, and Roland Jones bowled an awesome spell. So it was very difficult.
As you say, a couple of chances went down. It looked at one time as if Middlesex were over-interested, but suddenly they were.
No, I always thought they were interested. If you look to this 17th, 18th over, I think we'd bowled 17 overs and gone for 37. We were well sort of in control, but they were building a base. The problem for us then was that momentum switched, and the next five overs went for 37. So they doubled the score, and suddenly the momentum was gone their way. And in anything in sport, it's difficult sometimes to snatch back that momentum, and if you do lose it, then you're a goner.
18 points adrift at the bottom now, which probably won't make any difference to the way you go into any games anyway. You'd have to have won some of them anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're looking at, we've got two games to play, and we'll try and win them. Warwickshire are riding high at the top of the table, and deservedly so. But we'll go into that game certainly trying to beat them, and I think it'll be a tough challenge. But we surprise ourselves sometimes, and we've still got a lot of pride to play for, and we'll be desperate to get two wins out of these last two games, and who knows, but it'll be tough, but we'll give it a go.
You made some big decisions going into this game, but Alexei Cavese, as you say, certainly came through.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were surprised that we dropped Vikram for this game, and I was just pleased that Alexei got runs, because he'd been getting runs in the second team. So, you know, he is a player that when he gets to some form, then, you're onto a good thing. And certainly the way he played in both innings, I thought, was admirable. Two 50s, one unbeaten. And he showed a lot of common sense in the way he batted.
Warwick game, any thoughts on your lineup for that one? Depending on Gareth Andrews' fitness, I suppose.
I've had a brief chat just with Daryl, but not a selection meeting as such. But I think that obviously Gareth will struggle, and at the moment I don't know who else is playing, Dave.